Welcome to the Busy Mumsy Podcast, Season 2. I'm your forever coffee-infused host, Ashley Verma, and we are all here weekly to share the ups, downs, and all-arounds of the wild world of parenting. A safe space, a Lego-free space, to vent, to inspire, and well, perhaps this is the only adult conversation you hear all day. What is Adia doing?
A, B, C, D.
Is that funny? So each week, I will be joined by a fellow striving, thriving, and surviving busy mumsy. We learn together, we grow together. Hell, we cheers with an adult bevy when necessary. I get it. I am human and failures simply happen. I am not shiny and I am never filtered unapologetically. I am at its best. Even when the dishes aren't done, there's crayon on the wall and well, my hair hasn't been washed in forever. I am Busy Mumsy. Hi friends, Ash here, and welcome back for another episode of the Busy Mumsy Podcast. Today I am welcoming Mary Williams. She's a social media sensation for sharing all of her parenting tips and places they travel to from sunny Southern California. Oh my gosh, I came across her Instagram platform and just immediately fell in love. It is so positive and happy. And the fact that she has convinced her husband to wear some of these matchy-matchy outfits, I swear she deserves an award for it. I'm ready to meet Mary, and I hope you are too. So let's dive on into this week's Busy Mumsy Chat. Well, Mary Williams, welcome to the Busy Mumsy Podcast.
Hi. Thanks for having me on here, Ashley. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I freaking love social media. I hate social media, but I love it. Why? I just get to reach out to fabulous, wonderful folk like yourself and go, hey, do you want to have a mumsy chat?
Yes. When I got the invitation, I was like, wow. I was like, I definitely would love to have a chat with Ashley.
Well, you know why? I first want to say congratulations to you and your beautiful family. You have now welcomed baby 3 into your beautiful family.
Thank you.
And what I've read, this has not been an easy road for you.
No, it definitely was not an easy road. We lost 3 babies in between our son, who's going to be 7, actually. So it took us 4 years. So having our baby girl, Harmony, she's just such a blessing. Such a blessing.
Harmony for the family, I would then get. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go back because, I for a lot of the Busy Mumsy listeners, they want to hear that real, honest, raw, like getting through it. But there's also the magical side of it too. And I don't want to discredit that. Parenting isn't all doom and gloom. Parenting is not just all about like we complain as mothers that this, that, and the other, and then that's what it is. It's yes, it can be a slog, but yes, it has the beautiful shiny rainbows and all the glitter, as the song goes. For you, when was that magical moment of, wanting with your partner to start that family? Cause that's the fun stuff, right? Like I remember too, Ricky and I first were like, you know what? I think we should try for this. I think we should do it now. Like,
yeah,
not like biblical sense of that we did, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I met my husband when I was 20, he was 22. And to be honest with you, like we totally had like a plan. Like we got engaged at about 3 years. We ended up getting married at 5 years in. So I was 25 when I got married. And then at 28, we ended up having our first. So we planned everything that we wanted. I mean, ideally, that's how we want. And not everybody can plan it, but we were able to plan it. So we were thankful in that sense. So, yeah, I mean, we definitely wanted to have some time together as a couple first. When I was 25, he was, 20? He's 3 years older than me, so he's 28. But we wanted time just for ourselves, newlywed moments. And I feel like we wanted to just have that alone time, which I think is totally good.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And did you find that through that journey that you started blogging and getting into like more of the social media side of things before you had your first child? Or was that something that kind of came into the forefront after you had your first girl?
You know what? Social media became a presence. I think it's always been a presence just because of how big it's always been. But for me to be on a platform, it really just started about a year and a half ago. For us. Yeah. So I would say we always had our Facebook page where we were sharing like our family travels and all that fun stuff. And then we transitioned over to Instagram. I would say prior to one of my first losses, I was having fun just posting our family outfits. And then, you know what, Ashley, after, you know, the first loss, I just lost passion. So I stopped and then I came back about a year and a half ago. And since then, I mean, I feel so, and it was crazy because after the losses, because I had three, it was really, really difficult and I lost the passion. And then when I came back, I had went through therapy. I did a lot of prayer. My husband's always been awesome and supportive, but I definitely felt more at peace. So when I had decided that, you know, let me start social media again. I needed to find something to dive into because I needed to keep myself busy. All that pain from going through all those losses, the surgeries and everything. And I feel like when I got back into it, my passion just erupted, you know, and I feel like having something to focus on during that time of sorrow and grief really helped me. And social media really did help because I pushed myself to not just make posts, but, you know, to be there for my kids. And to when I ended up posting, you know, the fun moments, it made me focus on that, not necessarily the losses, if that makes sense. And
no,
so
absolutely.
When we ended up getting pregnant, which we were trying, obviously, for 4 years by the time she's gotten here. And it was just such a sweet surprise. We found out on Christmas Day, actually. And we didn't even know we kept trying, you know, for a healthy pregnancy, and every pregnancy that we lost obviously was not healthy for me or for a baby, you know, and we were just so thrilled on Christmas Day to get that amazing positive pregnancy test.
And you have a daughter who's sixth grade. Is she like around?
Yes.
She's around
yes.
sixth mm-hmm. grade. And then you have a boy who's first grade.
Yes.
I did Insta stalk, so you know.
Yes,
he's
six. Yes,
love it. Oh my god! I mean, he's adorable. She's gorgeous. He's adorable. Your new little one is well. Look at you and your husband. There you go. It's just all of that. But having the gap. Let's talk about the gap between your oldest daughter and your boy, because
yes. There
to be a lot going on now in your house.
Oh my goodness. One at every level. Absolutely. You know, the reason why we waited so long was because of daycare. You know, my husband and I, we've always been a team. So we would make sure that one of us was always with our kids, you know, especially during the day. And so, you know, career-wise, we made sacrifices. But we intentionally made 5 years difference. So that's why, like, when we wanted another one, it was just so heartbreaking that, you know, we were able to plan so easily the first time and then the second time. And then when it didn't come so quickly like we wanted and we had always experienced, we didn't know, you know, we've never dealt with losses like that before. But now in the household, my daughter, she's a huge help. She loves just being around her sister, and she helps Giovanni, our second, with homework. She loves just being like a mini mommy almost. She's always just been like, I'm the mini mommy. And that's pretty much her role since he came. She was 5 years old when we had Giovanni. So she definitely has been there for every single, you know, every single thing with him, but also with our losses. She really was there holding me and hugging me, telling me it was going to be okay. I have a really strong bond with my first. And I feel like a lot of people, they feel with their first, with their oldest, they have a special bond. But I do see why. I mean, she's just been there through everything with me.
What were some things that you could perhaps reflect on when you went through your loss, your losses, I'm mm-hmm. sorry, that you found really helped between your bond between you and your daughter, because and even your son, because I had a miscarriage, just one that I know of, because
so
you know sometimes we miscarriage and we don't even realize, right?
Right.
And you know, it was 14 weeks, and you know, mm-hmm. I my own process, my own journey, and my daughter had it, you know, she was a year and some change when I miscarried. So I didn't have that, you know, little one to kind of feel like I was bouncing off of energy to keep me lifted. I sunk far. What did you find through your process that was helpful between you and your bond with your kids?
So my son, just like how you were saying, my son was pretty young, but yeah. My daughter, when we were in the actual hospital room, and that's how we've always done it. We've always had my husband's mom there with us in the room when we hear first heartbeat. And we had my daughter at the time, you know, she was what, 5.5, 6 years old, because Giovanni was about a year at that time. And she was in the room, and then the doctor was like, you're going to need to take your daughter out. And so we asked my mother-in-law to remove, you know, our daughter to wait in the waiting room. And when we were pulled aside, that's when the devastation happened. You know, we got told our baby didn't have a heartbeat, and, you know, and at that point I walked out, and it was all a blur, to be honest with you, Ashley. You know, when you're going in those moments, it's so difficult to kind of comprehend everything that's happening, because in my first pregnancy, oh, you hear the heartbeat, you get your picture, you leave. And then this situation was totally different. So when I walked out, I immediately, you know, Penelope looked at me, and I just saw, you know, just sadness, because I knew I was going to have to tell her, you know, we're not going to have another one. And she started to cry with me, and we just embraced. And, you know, there were so many times, Ashley, that I would just break down and cry. And she was there for me and just would hug me and hold me and tell me it was going to be okay, mommy. You know, and yeah, I have an amazing.
These tiny humans can like take that load on.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It is. And she just continued to just hug me. And of course, Terry was always there for me. I just feel like in those moments when I was just down and crying, you know, late at night, she would just be there for me when I needed her. And, you know, my son, like how I would get through it is I would hold my son. And while, you know, because I nursed my kids, you know, breastfed my kids, all three of them I do. And, you know, helps with the bond and connection for me. Like, I just feel so connected to my kids through that. But absolutely, like my son being so young, he didn't understand it. You know, I just held him extra close and made sure that, you know, I realized in those moments when I did lose, and I didn't just lose once, I lost twice, and then I lost three times. And, you know, it was the surgeries that were really difficult for me. And as a family, you know, we really pray together, which is something that my husband and I, we started doing as a couple. So when it came time to have a family, I mean, it was always prayers in the morning, prayers at night. You know, just something that we did as a family to keep us going. And when I had those losses, it was always something that we did as a family. We always prayed and, you know, kept our faith. And I feel like in those moments, that's when you cherish your children more that you do have. But it didn't hurt any less because I had kids already. And I think that that's the hard part for people to understand is, you know, when you go through those losses, you know, you already have one, you already have two, you know, but it's hard to explain.
Talk more on that in the dialogue that you obviously were being nurtured by your loving husband and your two children for like the most part, because I'm sure there was a side of you that just wanted to hide because you found comfort in that.
Right.
But the dialogue that can also come from people that is from a language of like really not knowing how to handle when someone miscarriages. Well, at least you have, well, you had two healthy. Well, you had one healthy. Well, you're a gorgeous girl.
Right.
How was that for you for handling and navigating that side of the picture?
You know, it was a lot of crying on a daily basis. Like I cried for, and it's interesting because the losses, when the first one happened in 2019, it rocked my world. Like I never felt that kind of emptiness before, even though having the husband, even though having the two kids already, the healthy kids, you know, and I couldn't understand, you know, why me? Why did this happen to me? I couldn't really understand. And then later on going in the journey, I realized it happened, not necessarily why it happened to me, but I could help those who had been through it. And I could be a voice and help those and say, hey, there's still hope, because it's not that I even had a baby in my arms at that time. You know what I mean? Like I could get through it without having had another baby. And what happened is I ended up for 6 months, because I had lost my first in July of 2019, January of 2020, I told my husband, because I would cry to him every single day, cry and just, you know, vent to him about how hard it was for me to go through that. And in that moment too, my husband and I, we were discussing, should we have another one? Because we weren't really at that time expecting the loss and everything that came with it. Should we try again? You know? And so it was a lot of things that were going on for me internally after having that loss. So in that January, it was about 6 months later, I told myself and I told my husband, like, hey, babe, you know, I feel like going to therapy is going to be good for me. And he was like, whatever you feel you need to do, I'm behind you 100%. So I called and I made an appointment, and I'll never forget like the girl on the other line and how gracious she was. Cause I feel like it's important when you're making that decision to call to, you know, be on, have somebody on the receiving end that's, you know, there for you. Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's schedule your appointment, you know? And after that moment, you know, when I first filled out the information packet, cause I remember they're like, what do you want from this? What do you want from going to therapy? And I said, I want to feel like myself again. I want to feel like the old Mary again. Because I just didn't, even though on the outside I looked happy and the outside I was, you know, taking those family photos and smiling and everything, it just inside I knew I wasn't happy.
And but the format too, like we don't realize that when you go through a miscarriage, you literally need to deplete and get the hormones back out and reset.
Right. I needed a reset.
It's not like that.
No, it's definitely. And then I decided in that moment, I told myself and I said, Mary, if you're going to do this, you've got to go all in. You've got to take the layers away. You need to take off any mask that you might have with the therapist and just let it all out. You know, don't be shy. And the progress that I had made, Ashley, in a span of 2 months, because the pandemic had happened, March 2020, and we had to stop. We couldn't keep going because everyone was shutting down. And in the span of those couple of months, I'll be honest, like I feel like the progress that I made, and even my therapist, she was like, I am so proud of you, Mary, for just going all in. And what you and I just told her, I said, I just wanted to feel better and I wanted to get better. And just being able to just talk through everything, it just made me feel so much better, you know, about the situation. So then we had another loss, and then we went through another loss. And the first loss required surgery, and so that was pretty traumatic, you know, going into a surgical center and then waking up and not having a baby anymore. I mean, that right there is really, I think that's one of the most difficult things, waking up from that and just from there, the drive home, you know, I mean, it's pretty lonely, even though you have, you know, your spouse, it's just inside as a mom, as a woman, I just felt so lonely, you know, going through that. And then you still have your other kids that you have to, you know, be there for too. So it definitely, you know, it humbles you And it definitely gives you a different perspective on life.
And then you were able to have a child, to have that third child, to have that harmony brought into your life. Now that she's here, and now that you are this glorious family of five,
yes.
I like, how is that dynamic now for you? And do you feel, and perhaps you can completely disagree, does that make the work that you do or did with therapy and everything all worth it? Or was it, you were still able to acknowledge that this work was so worth it, and yet, and here I am, and would you go through it all again?
You know what, Ashley? Gosh, yes, it was all worth it. It was all worth it. I mean, I learned so much about myself in those trying times. Even though it was three losses, I felt like I could keep going, and I'm still standing here, you know, and having harmony now, I can't even tell you how many times I just look at her and I just thank God, and I just close my eyes, and I'm just like, this is what I wanted for 4 years. And so even though it is such a huge age gap, I never complain. I just think, even in the mornings when it's like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., I just say, no, whatever my baby needs, harmony you get, I don't care. Like, I just wanted this for so long that I can't even complain in those early mornings, you know?
Well, now that you've got this delicious family of five, who on earth convinced your husband to wear, to also be a part of the five of me in the five windows and wear all of those fabulous, sometimes a little bit crazy, I'm not going to lie, Mary, they're a little bit crazy. How did you get him to wear all these costumes? Because let me tell you, I showed my husband and he went, no way. Not happening.
You know what? I knew this was going to come. I knew this was going to be a topic. I said to myself, I'm like, I know. You know what's so funny, Ashley, is like, I've been with my husband for 19 years, okay? And in the 19 years, we just love it. We just love matching. We just love the coordination of it all. And so when we started having kids, it was just like, okay, me and him agree on the scheme, or like you say, costumes. And then we just have fun. Like, he totally trusts me. He's like, yeah, you know, what scheme I want to do. And then he ends up saying, oh, he has an idea of the outfit too, you know. But we definitely, it's a team effort, you know, and it's just something that we've just loved doing. So it's not even hard, and I don't have to convince him, you know what I mean?
I love it. No, trust me.
A lot of my friends, they say that though. They always tell me, they're like, Mary, oh my gosh, like, you can just tell Terry loves doing it. Like, it's not something that he, you know, like how some, like the face will be like, oh, but no, he loves it. Yeah. He's all in.
No, I absolutely love it. Now, with your growing platform, did you ever think that it would grow this far like this?
No, I'm so thankful, and I'm so glad, because, you know, with the kids and us and our, loving our family adventures. I mean, Terry and I, we've loved you. And I used to make, I'm not kidding you, Ashley, I used to make like 4 to 5 minute videos. I used to post those on Facebook, you know? And then when we transitioned over to the Instagram and the Reels, I mean, of course, I've learned to minimize all of that now, but just, it's always been in our lives since forever, since my husband and I've been together. So it's just streamlining it and making it into a more condensed, you know, body of work kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing, because we are ourselves and we can do what we love, and we can just share a piece of our lives with social media and give inspiration to people, not just outfits, but places to go here in Southern California, because there's just so much to do out here.
There is. There's so much to do.
So much. And where we live an hour from LA. We live an hour from San Diego. So we have the best of both worlds. We can travel both places.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, what's in the pipeline? Okay, first I should ask, what's in the pipeline for Halloween? It's around the corner. What's going on?
You know what? Oh my gosh, it's going to be a very quiet and chill holiday for us. You know, no crazy parties that I'm throwing or doing anything like that. We're just going to take the kids trick-or-treating to a nearby church that we always go to. What about you? Are you guys going to do anything?
Are you allowed to tell us what the costume is going to be?
You know what? It isn't going to be a surprise because we pretty much put it out there already. We did M&M's. We did the family of M&M's.
Loved it.
And then, yes. And then we did Winnie the Pooh. So we definitely, I feel like our celebrating is in the social media world, the content world, you know, you film everything about a month early, you know? And so luckily with all the events and stuff that we do and we go or are a part of, you know, we film and everything ahead of time. So then we just drop when we want to drop it, you know, like on our social media pages. Yeah. So yeah, but we do have something fun for our son that we're actually going to be posting on Wednesday. That was something that he really wanted. So I'm excited that that's going to be launching on Wednesday.
And for your overall platform, what are you hoping to see develop and grow into? More focus on travel or just more about the immediate area of SoCal? Or like,
we love traveling, mind you, having Harmony, getting pregnant with Harmony, and then now with her being so small, we want to get back to travel overall, like anywhere. I mean, we have a cruise coming up, so that's definitely going to be filmed and we're going to showcase that. But for sure, more just as many events as we possibly can fit into our schedules, considering we have 3 kids now. And just would love to just keep this content creating going and showcasing the best products for kids and the things that we love and aligning ourselves with the businesses that we love. That's definitely what we love to share, is just what we enjoy on a day to day, but also where we love to visit here around the city more so, just because that's like our day-to-day life, but absolutely right. We'd love to travel more abroad and do more stuff like that.
Well, as you are a very, very busy mumsy, I would
You're a busy mumsy.
I am a busy mumsy. I would love for you to pass the torch, words of wisdom that you have learned through your journey, the ups, the downs, the all arounds of the wild world of parenting. What would you like to say to that expecting busy mumsy?
Ooh, wow. Communication with your spouse is everything. Absolutely. Scheduling. Oh my goodness. I mean, my husband and I, we've had 3 kids now, and planning, I mean, even something as not small, but even bath times. I mean, scheduling, hey, you're Monday through Wednesday, I'm Thursday through Sunday. Family bath schedules for the kid, like we all help with harmonies here and there, you know, just it's just the scheduling aspect and communication, you know what I mean? Making sure that, you know, we share the responsibilities together and we communicate as husband and wife, you know. So I will say that just scheduling certain things will absolutely help. And, you know, it's fun because, like, I tell my husband, guess what we have planned this week? And he gets excited, you know? And we start the outfit planning and we go all in for there, you know, from there. So
I love it. That is fantastic. Well, Mary Williams, thank you so much for your time, your words of wisdom. And you have an absolutely glorious day.
Thank you so much, Ashley, for having us.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's show. Did you like it, Adia?
Yeah.
Oh, the enthusiasm. I love it. Please share your love by giving us a 5-star rating, a rockin' review, and please share with any fellow busy mumsies. We love hearing from you. So if you want to get in touch, head to the Busy Mumsy show notes for further details and links to the Busy Mumsy website. So long for now. Can you say bye-bye, Adia?
Bye-bye, Adia.
Ha ha ha!